Me.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this,
I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Good morning, peeps, and welcome to Woke AF Daily with me, your girl, Danielle Moody, recording from the home bunker. Folks, happy Woke Wednesday. You know, it's been an interesting week, a fairly, dare I say, slowish news week, but there's still a lot popping. But I want to start today on this Woke Wednesday with the eclipse. Did you see it? Did you take a moment to take in the universe's awe? What I'll say about this and like the coverage and everything like that leading up to it is, you know, I love astronomy. I love astrology. I love, you know, science fiction. I love science. I love the natural world. And so for me to take a moment to go outside, to be in awe and collective wonder of the fact that we are really just specks in the universe, that there are forces and things that move and shift, and, you know, to just pause for a moment and to think about that and to learn more about that was so exciting. You know, and I went with my girlfriend and a friend of ours down to our park. We had the glasses, we had a blanket laid out, and just, you know, talked and, you know, took in this moment. And I realized just how nice it is to take a pause, to have collective awe and wonder, and realizing that that is something that is missing a lot from our lives these days, is that we are, you know, we're back in many ways to the hustle and bustle of pre-COVID and really are living life in a way that does not make room for wonder, awe, and adventure, and to make room for conversation, speculation on, you know, how we exist, how we're moving. You know, it just feels like we're always in some type of race. Like right now, everything is AI. Everything is artificial intelligence. Everything is about robots delivering your groceries. Everything is about like this rush to, you know, be living in the future. But yet we don't have any real contemplation about the fact that we are on this spinning rock that we're not treating very well, that is changing right before our eyes. And shouldn't we have more conversation about that, right? So I really loved this moment this week. I loved, you know, most of the coverage that I was seeing, because I thought that, you know, it was a time to be like, yeah, we live on this planet called Earth that has, you know, one sun and one moon, and in spectacular moments, you know, they cross paths, and like this is one of those moments, and it's a generational moment, right? Because you won't see another eclipse with this kind of path and trajectory for another 20 years and a total eclipse I won't ever probably see in my lifetime. I think the next time I'll be like 100. So, you know, to pause, to take a moment, to ooh and ah and revel in it, I just enjoyed so much. And I hope that you all did too. Speaking of things shifting and changing, you know, I was also in conversation with a friend about experiencing the earthquake that happened in New Jersey, and we felt it here in New York last week. And, you know, like I said before, I did not feel the earthquake because I was like out and about and moving, and just where I was, I didn't feel it, but other people around me did. And, you know, this one friend said, you know, like an earthquake in New York City, like that's just fucking insane. Like, do we even understand that that shouldn't be happening? Right. And also, things are changing and moving so quickly that we really need to take stock in our lives, how we are living, because like anything can change in a blink of an eye. And the, you know, I was saying, look, New York City is set up for a lot of things. Earthquake ain't one of them. You know, it's barely set up for a torrential downpour, right? Like if you are in New York City when there is a torrential, and I mean like monsoon type weather, which is what we've had a lot of this spring, the subways might as well be a canal, is kind of like where we look at the infrastructure and we're like, this doesn't feel sound and or safe. So now, thinking about that and thinking about an earthquake that is of any grand level, yeah, we're pretty much fucked, do you know? And so now, while people make jokes and all of these things, it's like, no, we're really in danger and not prepared for the way in which our climate and our planet is shifting at all. And we're just kind of making the assumption that, I don't know, maybe we'll run out the clock. We won't be here, so it won't be our problem. But it's happening right before us. And it's happening fast. You know, last year it was a yellow sky because of wildfires. Wildfires been happening. Never seen the sky turn yellow, though. Do you know what I'm saying? Never have been forced inside because of that. Right? That was last year. This year, it's an earthquake. What the fuck will next year bring? Lord only knows. That's kind of where my mind has been in terms of like climate, the universe. There's also, side note, really great show, Three Problem Body on Netflix. If you all like sci-fi, get into that. It is a limited series. I believe it was like 8 episodes, but it's pretty wild. I don't want to give it away, but check it out if you like sci-fi.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all 5 of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory 5-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
So now to my least favorite topic, Donald Trump. So apparently Donald Trump is now pro-choice for the hot minute that he needs it to be politically expedient, that he believes that abortion should be left up to the states, doesn't believe in a national abortion ban, yada, yada, yada. It's all bullshit, right? Like, let's understand that Donald Trump will do and say anything in order to get elected, because it's his last ditch effort at a get out of jail free card. It is how he makes every single case go away, is by becoming president. If Donald Trump does not become president of the United States, that man is in a world of fucking trouble. And I know that I have said this so many times before, and this is just why I don't have stock in any of the court cases, and I continue to say that, but somehow I continue to muster faith in the American people, but, you know, then the American people show their ass and, you know, I'm left with egg on my face. This time around, however, Joe Biden recently put out an ad that I think is one of the best ads that I have seen. And he uses a story of a white couple in Texas where the woman who was pregnant with a non-viable fetus denied an abortion, had to wait until she basically went into sepsis, and then was able to get the abortion, but now, because of the damage that was done, may never be able to get pregnant again. Joe Biden ran this ad this week, and the ending said, "Trump did this." And I thought, finally, a fucking, you know, mantra and tagline that I can get behind with this administration. Trump did this. Donald Trump wants to pretend, he wants to both say in private and at times in public that he's the reason Roe v. Wade was overturned. And then at the same time be like, oh, but I meant it to be up to the states because that's what people should have the decision and blah, blah, blah. No, sir. What you have done is created a patchwork of protections for women and people with uteruses. What you have done is created an extraordinarily dangerous situation for women and people with uteruses in these very red states that either criminalize them or allow them to die or get close to death in order to provide care. And that is something that you are saying that you are proud of. So to continually remind people, no, Trump did this, right? I'm like, put that tagline on everything. Run every commercial that has to do with, oh, I don't know, the fact that billionaires and millionaires got extraordinary tax breaks during this tax season, right? Donald Trump is committed to extending the Trump tax cuts, which is why billionaires want him to be in the White House, because guess what? They are fucking disgustingly greedy, right? They don't want to pay their fair share. They are not interested in America and being a participating part of America by paying taxes as a citizen. No, they want all of the breaks so that they can hoard all of the money and it falls on the rest of us. And I'm like, run ads about that as well and say Trump did this, right? I think that Donald Trump is the most dangerous human being on the planet right now. And that's saying a lot because Netanyahu exists. But I think that Donald Trump and what he represents to both our domestic life as well as globally is nothing but danger everywhere that you will look. So the more that Biden can run ads like the one that is out this week and make Trump the villain very clearly that we know that he is. But without Donald Trump electing three lying ass conservatives who said that they believed in precedent, but then turned around and did not, we would still have Roe v. Wade. We'd still have affirmative action. So it is important that people really understand where we are and how we got here. And it is the job of the Biden campaign to make it expressly so, because the majority of Americans do not pay attention to news in the way that those inside the Beltway do, right? The way that I do, the way that you do. And so how do you get to and connect with the average American voter who is not going to be tuned in most likely until around, oh, I don't know, September? But how do you start planting those seeds now? And I think that this ad was a really good representation of what they need to do more of and continue. The other thing that I will say, I don't know how the media doesn't cover racism and call it racism. In this day and age, I just don't get it. But when Donald Trump also said things at his dinner like, oh, I want immigrants, but I want them from nice countries like Denmark. Why the media then doesn't have a headline that says Donald Trump only wants immigrants from largely white nations? What does that say to you? I don't know. Why they don't run that and then run the clip of 2015, 2016, 2017, 2018 when he's talking about denying people access to America that are Muslim, denying people access to America that are Latinx, denying people access to America that are from Black countries, right? Like, I don't know who they think that they are benefiting by not telling the truth. And like, that's to me is where I get incredibly frustrated in covering Donald Trump like I have to on a regular basis, because I see very rarely where people get it right, you know, and where it isn't just being covered still like clickbait, like a horse race, like a joke, you know, as if like, oh, well, we lived through this one time so we can make it through the next time. I don't know how much more someone has to tell you what their plans are. I've told you, if you haven't read Project 2025, go ahead and head over to theheritagefoundation.org. Right? They're not hiding what they are doing. And so for people to continue to play games, it doesn't make sense to me. And it's dangerous. And what I will say, you know, as we continue to reel from the attack that happened by Israel on the World Central Kitchen aid workers that killed 7 workers, to date, it's been close to 200 humanitarians that have been killed, not to mention the journalists, the nurses, the doctors, you know, plus the, oh, I don't know, 32,000 plus Palestinians, largely children, that have been murdered. I believe that people have a right to protest. I believe that people have a right to have their voices heard, which many have done during the primaries by voting for undecided or no candidate. I agree with your ability to do that. However, when it comes to the general election in November, we do not have time to play games. I said it last week on Tavis Smiley's show when he asked me, Danielle, let me play devil's advocate. What do you say to these people who are just like, you know, when are we going to have the opportunity to finally have our issues heard? I said, look, some elections are just about holding on. And that's what this election is. We are trying to hold on with our fingernails to democracy. Once we have secured that, we can have larger conversations. And for those people that are just like, well, it always seems like it's never going to happen. Well, I'll tell you when it will never happen, which is if there is a dictator or an authoritarian that becomes president for life of the United States. Then you're never going to have that happen, because what you think and what you want won't matter. So the time for protest is during the primaries, is on social media. We are 7 months away from the election. But when it comes to November, people need to get really crystal clear about the kind of country and world that they want to live in. Because it will be gone. And I can't express that enough.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this.
I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter. That's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
The other thing that I will say is I think that the student loan debt relief that is being done is smart, is strategic, and needs to be lifted up. It's not happening for everybody, but it's happening for a lot of people. It was a campaign promise, and it is one that, even barring the Supreme Court denying Biden the ability to provide relief to all people, because, you know, we only want to provide relief for billionaires, that he is continuing to get that job done and get a job done in a very real way. Jobs numbers came out, you know, consistently adding jobs, consistently doing well. These are things that, on top of what Trump has done, that this is what Biden has done. Right. And those conversations needing to happen as well. Democrats are set to spend $186 million out of one PAP to win back the House. There is a 4-seat majority that Republicans hold right now. And so Democrats are concentrating on vulnerable seats in Republican districts in New York and in California, which is where they're going to be putting this money. Incredibly important, because it isn't just about, again, it isn't just about who is inside of the White House. It is about who is in Congress. And we need to take out the trash in more ways than one. The place is embarrassing. Congress is embarrassing. And, you know, my hope and prayer, as is, I know, many of you, that we legitimately take this country back from the grips of despair and white supremacy, misogyny, and patriarchy. And once we have it, we are in a position to rebuild. But in order to rebuild, we have to have control. And in order to have control, we have to regain power. And that doesn't happen overnight. That is it for me today, dear friends, on Woke AF, as always. Power to the people, and to all the people power. Get woke and stay woke as fuck.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait, did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.